Good morning. Excuse me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is kind, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is so awesome. My voice is getting hoarse because I'm here at this conference, and I've been doing a lot of talking. So y'all pray my strength. We're going to get through the call, though. Today is day 31 of our time of prayer and fasting together. We are grateful to God for another opportunity to come together as we are fasting and praying. Can you believe it? We're in the single digits now, 9 days left in our time of prayer and fasting, and we are grateful to God for the journey. And we are grateful to God for how God continues to bless us. There is a word from the Lord, and that word is found in Psalm 32. Psalm 32. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And I want to read, and you're hearing verses 1 and 2. In your own personal private time with God, read the entire 11 verses of Psalm 32. It will bless your life. But for our time together, we're just going to look at verses 1 and 2, Psalm 32, New King James Version. Here's what the word of the Lord has to say. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. I'm going to say that again. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and who in whose spirit there is no deceit. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about the blessing of forgiveness. The blessing of forgiveness. Beloved, to be forgiven means that God has forgiven you. And when you break that down, that means there then is the fourth giving of God to us. Forgiving. God has given us what we've needed in order to start anew and start over again. So God forgives to us because I'm guilty. We all are guilty, but his goodness sets us free. My father's favorite television show, one of them, was the Andy Griffith Show. And he grew up watching that show, and there were times I would watch Andy Griffith with my dad. And one of my father's favorite characters was Otis. Otis was, on occasion, the town drunk. And what Otis would do when he knew he was overindulged and when he knew that he was inebriated, when he was drunk, he would come to the town jail, put himself in the cell, and lock himself away until he got sober the next day. Now, this happened so often that Otis knew that in order for me to get right, I need to go to jail and stay there. But the fascinating thing is when Otis sobered up, because the town of Mayberry was so laxed, he could just reach outside of the cell, grab the keys, and unlock the cell himself and walk out. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is the reality of knowing I'm guilty, but then finding the keys that will help me to get sober and to be in right position and in my right mind. So what God does is, for the purpose of our guilt, God provides us with release. God has given us release and redemption that helps us to receive forgiveness. But watch this. Only a person who has repented to God can be forgiven by God. The redemption has already been provided. The release is already there. But only a person who has truly repented to God can be forgiven. So the relevant question this morning is, what is the blessing of forgiveness? And what does it mean to be forgiven? What is the blessing of forgiveness? And what does it mean to be forgiven? There are three things out of these two verses that I think will bless us. Number one, we're blessed for not being tried for our transgressions. We are blessed for not being tried for our transgressions. Look at the A clause of verse 1. It says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. The backdrop of this psalm is when David sinned with Bathsheba. And he's coming to God knowing he's guilty, knowing he's wrong, but recognizing and realizing that I'm a blessed man. Why? Because God has forgiven me for my transgressions, where I should have been tried because of my transgressions. Like, God has forgiven me. And so transgressions means that I have crossed the line, that I have defied the authority of God. Yet God loves me, and I'm blessed because he has forgiven me, which means my burdens of disobedience have been lifted, although I have crossed the line. Y'all think about that. My burdens of disobedience have been lifted. That's forgiveness. But I have still crossed the line. That's my transgression. But the blessing is I'm not being tried for what I've done. Thank God for forgiveness, the blessing of forgiveness. But there's more here, beloved. There's more here. Not only are we blessed for not being tried for our transgressions, but the second thing I want you to see is that we're blessed for not sinking in our sin. We're blessed for not sinking further in our sin. Look at the B clause of verse 1. Not only am I blessed because my transgressions are forgiven, but look at the progression. It says that whose sin is covered. Sin is covered. Sin means that I've missed the mark. I've fallen short of the target. I've missed the mark. But the Bible says that I'm covered. My sins are covered. What then covers my sin? What covers my sin is his sacrificial blood. God's sacrificial blood is what covers a multitude of our sins. So I'm thankful to God and I'm blessed in forgiveness because I'm no longer sinking in my sin because of the sacrificial blood of Jesus that covers my shortcomings in sin. Oh, we ought to thank God for the blessing of forgiveness because a lot of us have shortcomings. A lot of us have fallen short and missed the mark. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the sacrificial blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has covered our shortcomings, and God has given us a way to no longer further sink in sin. That's good news, beloved. It was good news for David that although he had committed a great travesty through adultery and murder, and that he had committed a great sin against God and against Bathsheba and others, the reality is he didn't sink any further in his sin because he was covered by the hand of God. We are covered by the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. But beloved, there's more here. Not only is it a blessing that we're not being tried for our transgressions, not only is it a blessing of forgiveness, that we're no longer sinking further in our sins, but can I give you this? Here's something else in the text. We're also blessed through forgiveness for not living in the insanity of our iniquity. We're blessed because we don't have to live in the insanity of our iniquity. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord, watch what it says, does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Now let me break that down real quick. So blessed is the one who no longer wants to live in the insanity of iniquity. Iniquity means crooked nature. It means distorted understanding. And what God does through the mechanism of forgiveness is not impute. Impute means it does not count against us. So although I come to God asking for forgiveness due to my crooked nature and my distorted understanding of my view of life, I don't want, when I come to my senses and no longer want to live in the insanity of my iniquity, I ask for forgiveness. And what God does is, although I have a crooked nature and although I have a distorted understanding, because of forgiveness, it is not counted against me. It's not imputed against me. It doesn't count. And he says, there is no deceit that comes along, and whose spirit there is no deceit, which means I'm no longer in a place where my sins are keeping me back from doing what God has called me to do. But now I've risen above where I am due to forgiveness because my sins have been covered by God. I'm no longer trying to cover my sins on my own, but now my sins have been covered by God. See, deceit means that you're trying to hide what you have done. David's trying to hide what he has done. But then when you ask for forgiveness, you take what you've previously tried to cover yourself and put it in the hands of God, because now God is the one that has covered your sin through the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ for us and for David through the hand of God keeping him. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful to God that he continues to give us what we stand in need of, that we don't have to live in the insanity of iniquity, that we no longer have to sink any further in our sins. And thank God we're not being tried by our transgressions. That's the blessing of forgiveness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for this opportunity, Lord, to come before your presence, humble as we know how, thanking you, Lord God, for the operation and the movement of forgiveness. That forgiveness is the key that unlocks the jail cell of our sin. That forgiveness is the key that allows us to come forth without anything counting against us. That, Lord God, when you forgive us, you cast, Lord God, whatever we've done in the sea of forgetfulness. And God, we're given another opportunity to be right in your sight, the opportunity to be pardoned despite our transgressions. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. Thank you for the blessing of forgiveness. Now, God, for everyone that stands in need of being forgiven, help them to realize and recognize that although we're guilty, it's only by your goodness and your grace that you have set us free. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. God bless you, beloved. Listen, if you know you've been forgiven and you recognize that it's a major blessing from God, you ought to give God some praise, because we could have been found guilty in our sin. Hallelujah. But God has set us free. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Be blessed. Day 31, 9 more days to go. Amen.